Are you on your way to work right now? Maybe you're navigating busy streets in a car or on your bike, or maybe you took the T to work this morning. Perhaps you're still waiting on a T platform, trying to squeeze onto a train before those closing doors swallow your backpack. All this week, we've been exploring the aches and pains of Boston's traffic and congestion in our series, Driving Us Crazy. It's part of WBUR's new initiative, Bostonomics, reporting on the intersection of brains and business. This morning, a conversation with a person in charge of how we're all moving around, State Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack. We caught up with Pollack on a recent late afternoon as she commuted from Government Center to Newton. She described it as a lighter-than-normal rush hour, but offered this caution.
We may still have trouble getting on the first train we have. The Green Line is a very well-used service and is busy. I usually solve the problem by not leaving work until 6:30 or 7 or 7:30 and things have lightened up. So this is my train. We can see if we can get on it.
You like your T commute?
I do like my T commute. I've always liked the T. I hate to drive. I guess I'm millennial in that sense. I use the commute to sort of read the papers in the morning and check my emails.
So the T commute becomes a tool.
Yeah, I think if you actually look at the polling on sort of why people like transit, even though the trip is longer, it's because you can do stuff on transit.
Do you like this congested feeling? Can't get a seat squished in?
I mean, I don't, but I think it's actually important for people like me who make policy decisions about transportation to know what it's like, whether that's driving the Mass Pike at rush hour or being on the Green Line at rush hour. But if I didn't take the system, I wouldn't know, are the trains clean or dirty? Are the trains crowded or not? Are on-time signs working? I don't see how you can kind of keep track of what the regular commuting experience is by not using it. For me, that means sometimes Green Line, sometimes Commuter Rail, sometimes Mass Pike, because all of them I need to kind of keep an eye on.
So as we stand elbow to elbow here with a lot of different people, is this a satisfactory commute from your point of view?
I think for rush hour, people understand that the trains are going to be full. I think the thing that actually makes people crazy is not being able to get on a train. That's kind of where you cross the line from crowded to unacceptable. When you're on the platform waiting for a train, as full as it should be, you should be able to climb on. If you actually let a train go and the door closed and you're still standing there, we're not running enough trains.
From your point of view, is it a good value for what people are getting for the experience?
I'm probably biased, but I think it is. Certainly compared to what people would pay if they tried to drive to Boston and park. You know, an unlimited use pass for all the trains and buses starting on July 1st will be just under $85, making us one of two transit systems in the country that charge less than $100 for that kind of pass.
If you had all the money that you could possibly use, what would you change about this experience today?
So the Green Line, we don't have enough power or a signal system that can let us run three-car trains instead of two-car trains at rush hour. And if you think about it, a third car on every two-car train is a 50% increase in capacity. It would make a huge difference. But I don't own enough vehicles, I don't have enough power, and I don't have a signal system that would support only running three-car trains at rush hour. I think the Green Line is really our most challenging line. It's way more complicated than the red or the orange or the blue line. These tunnels are 100 years old. They don't meet current standards. The vehicles are non-standard size. It's hard to even know where the trains are. That's why it took us so much longer on the Green Line than the other lines to have those little signs that tell you when the next train is coming, because we didn't know. The Green Line is a real challenge, but over 200,000 people a day take the Green Line, so it's a challenge we're going to have to figure out.
You've talked a lot about the rider experience for T commuters. What's the biggest problem in terms of rider experience?
Reliability. People won't use transit if it does not get them where they're going on time. People will tolerate crowding. People will tolerate muffled or no announcements. People want to know, if I leave my house at this time, I'll be at my desk at this time. And if we can provide that day in and day out, they'll provide a lot. But if some days it takes you 20 minutes and some days it takes you 40, people can't live their lives that way.
Because people are living their lives by the clock.
You know, there are three things people care about in transportation, not just the T. Reliability, reliability, and reliability. Our job is to get people going where they need to be, when they need to be there. If we are not doing that job, people are not going to use the options we are offering them.
Highway question. What's the area of most traffic congestion that needs to be fixed from your point of view?
We know surprisingly little about congestion. I was stunned at how little data we have. We are actually turning on a system called Go Time on nearly 700 miles of highways in Massachusetts that will help people avoid congestion, but will also give us more information on travel times. We're going to collect all that data 24/7. So a year later, we will know all the travel times on all those roads, day, night, rain, sun, weekend, weekday. Then we can start to use that information to identify those traffic hotspots and see if there really are solutions.
If you had your way, what would the commute of the future be like?
I think that in the future, more and more people will commute different ways, different days. I tell people this all the time. The single most important transportation innovation of the last decade is unquestionably the smartphone. People are thinking differently about transportation. It's not about repetitively doing the same thing every day, every trip. It's about today, given my day, given whether it's cold or hot, you know, what are my choices to get from where I'm standing to where I need to be?
As Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack got to where she needed to be, the end of her commute, and we were ready to say goodbye, something else happened. You know how Pollack said riding the T was valuable because she'd learned things she wouldn't know otherwise? Well, she had a taste of that on this ride. There was a Green Line commuter sitting right next to us. His name is Elliot Dobin. He heard every word. And when we finished, Mr. Dobin jumped right in with his own very frank assessment of the daily commute.
It is embarrassing how bad it is. So I hear all the things you're saying, and I understand you have a big job to do, but your average Joe like me, I don't have a choice. I'm not going to take an Uber. I'm not going to drive. I'm not going to ride my bicycle. I bought a house in Newton, 15-minute walk from the Green Line for that specific reason, and it is... It's sad how bad the service is. This is mind-numbing. People fight to get seats and then stand like in a cattle car for 45 minutes to get from Newton to Government Center. It's really embarrassing when you consider yourself a great city that this is how people commute every day.
I don't disagree. It's why we need to completely change the way we think about it. And you should go on MBTA Back on Track and sign up for our customer feedback. We need to hear from people.
Once we were off the train, Secretary Pollack said she frequently hears comments like that during her commute and agreed there's room for improvement.
It's been better than it is, and it's been worse than it is. And, you know, we need to move it towards better.